se explican. La Sheikh, Abu Sheikh. بدأ يتنفس. أبو قوي أبو قيوم كيف أنت؟ If the women do not stop any kills, I'm sure they perhaps will not help. The women do not stop any kills. أبو علي أبو علي أبو علي نعم أبو علي رتب للأمهات رتب لهم ربما We are still on our book, Faithful People. Not long ago, a brother told me that his observation is that these points that Sheikh Suleiman al-Ruhaili has mentioned in this book, Faithful People, they are not only useful regarding the people that covers the community, that affects the community. Said that they are applicable even in the fitan that an individual will be involved. Someone has a trouble with his wife, someone has a trouble with his brother, someone has a trouble with his sister. If he employs these powers, these issues that Sheikh Suleiman mentioned in this book, he will find them very, very, very beneficial. And I have since seen it to be like that. And that is because what is necessarily useful for widespread fitan will be necessarily useful to one single individual. If something is useful as medicine to 1,000 people, will it not be useful to one person? A medicine that is useful in the situation of dealing with 1,000 people, will that same medicine not be useful for one person? It will be useful. It's just like talking about if I have made ghusl, is it compulsory for me to make wudu? Your wudu comes under the ghusl. When you make ghusl, you wash the parts of wudu. So it is one worship that comes under the other. So when you make ghusl, necessarily your wudu becomes established. And you are able to make the kinds of worship that you can make after wudu. If you make ghusl, and this is the view of many of the scholars, once you make ghusl, you can make salah. Once you make ghusl, you can make salah. Without ghusl, the best of what you can do, if you make only wudu, is to sleep. The best of what you can do is to sleep or eat food. Otherwise, the ruling of having to make ghusl is still waiting for you. You can't make salah with that ghusl that you make. That makes you be able to sleep after you become sexually defiled. I hope that we understand what I'm saying. So if we go through this book, Fiqhul Fitan, wallahi, each of the bawab usul that the Sheikh mentioned, it's useful even in our personal interactions with people. They are very, very useful. And we got to Al-Aslu As-Saminu Ash-Shartu. That is the 18th foundation, the 18th Qa'idah, the 18th Asl, min Usuli Al-Fitan. The 18th thing we need to take care of, basically, during the times of Fitan. The Sheikh says, Hafizahullah min fiqh al-fitan, from the things we must note, from the rulings we must observe basically during the times of fitan is what? Adamu tiba'il awatifi fiha. Adamu tiba'il awatifi fiha. We must not follow emotions during the times of fitna. Don't follow your emotions. It says, وَتَقِيدُ الْعَوَاطِفِ بِالْعَقْلِ, and controlling our emotions with our intellect. Don't follow your emotions. Control your emotions with your intellect. Be intelligent. Don't be unnecessarily emotional. وَتَقِيدُ الْعَقْلِ بِالشَّرْعِ, and that your intellect, control it with the Sharia. You may think that something is reasonable, you can do it, but it will be unlawful. If it appears reasonable, it may be unlawful. There's an issue we will still address when we read down this topic, inshallah. If something is appearing to be reasonable and it is unlawful, it is because that reason has not given due contemplation. Something cannot be truly reasonable and it's unlawful. If something is appearing reasonable, it is lawful. If something is truly, truly unreasonable, you will find it unlawful. Ikhwah, are you with me? If something is truly, truly unreasonable, you will find it unlawful. Because there is no contradiction between reason and legislation. The one who legislated is the one who created reason. He has created reason to follow legislation. Except that reason is sick. If the reasoning is not sick, it will conform with the rulings of legislation. So legislation is there, constant. But the intellect may be faulty. So that's why even if something appears reasonable and it is unlawful, you should drop it and know that it is because the reason is faulty. That's why it appears lawful to reason, but in legislation it is unlawful. Is this clear? Something cannot be reasonable, truly reasonable, and it is unlawful. Likewise, when something is lawful, it is necessarily reasonable. The two of them follow themselves. There is no contradiction between al-aqlu and al-naqlu. There is no contradiction between al-aql, sound intellect, sound reasoning, and al-naql, the text of the Quran and the Sunnah. No contradiction. We'll come back to it, biznillah. So the Sheikh says, Hafizahullah, he says, من فكح الفتن عدم اتباع العواطف فيها. One of the things we must note necessarily during the times of fitna is not to follow your emotions during the times of fitna. وتقييد العواطف بالعقل, and controlling العواطف. تقييد العواطف بالعقل, controlling the emotions with what? With sound intellect. It does not end there. وتقييد العقل بالشرع. We must also control our intellect with what? With the Sharia, the text of the Quran and the Sunnah. So even though it appears sensible, once you find that the text of the Quran and the Sunnah contradicts it, you should know that it is not sensible. Drop it. It says, Hafizahullah, Al-awatifu fi zaman al-fitani awatif. Al-awatifu fi zaman al-fitna. في زمن الفتن عواطف. عواطف, emotions, during the times of fitan, they are عواطف, they are bombs, very strong winds, violent winds. Violent winds destroy Abi. That is why عاطفه, and that is how عاطفه, emotions also destroy in the times of fitna. As destructive as awasif, and the singular of that is asif. Rihul shadid, shadida, very violent wind, as destructive as it can be, the same way that emotions are destructive during the times of fitna. When there is fitna, al awasifu awasif, the emotions are very strong, violent winds. وَكَثِيرٌ مِّمَّا يَتَسَاقَطُونَ فِي الْفِتَنِ, and many of the people who fall, who plunge into fitna, إنما سقطوا بالعواطف. The only reason why they fell into those pitfalls is because they followed their emotion. والموفق من قيد عاطفته بالعقل ابتداء. The one who has been guided by Allah, هو من قيد عاطفته, is the one who necessarily controls his emotion. بالعقل ابتداء. From the very beginning, he employs his sound intellect to control his emotion. That is the one that is rightly guided by Allah. When there is trouble, emotions necessarily will soar. Emotions will soar. But control that emotions with your intellect. Be reasonable. This one happens to women a lot. Co-wives. When her co-wife does something to her, she's so annoyed. All the woman is thinking is how to reply. And she forgets herself. She will reply with something worse than the one that had been done to her. Is that the meaning of revenge? Even if you want to take revenge. Isn't revenge supposed to be just as little as it was done to you? But women, we want to do more. A brother once told me how two of his wives quarreled about 12 years ago. So after the quarrel, one of the wives thought that it had ended. The second one went to plug water, boil water, heat water. Do you understand it? He saw it, but he didn't know what was going to happen with the water. He had separated the two of them. Your brother is in Ilorin now. Until he just saw the one who boils the water, carrying the water, moving towards the one with whom they had had a trouble. And that one did not know that she was coming with hot water. Ikhwa, women can go so lowly. And in all of that, what are they following? Emotion. Emotion. If her emotions die down, she will know that she was unreasonable. So that's why the Sheikh says, Al-awatifu fi zamani al-fitna awasif. Like a violent wind. وَكَثِيرٌ مِّمَّنْ يَتَسَاقَطُونَ فِي الْفِتَنِ إِنَّمَا سَقَطُوا بِالْعَوَاطِفِ. Those who fall, who plunge into fitan, into trouble, into tribulation, during the times of quarrel, during the times of trouble. The reason they do that is because they follow their emotions. وَالْمُوَفَّقُ مَنْ قَيَّدَ عَاطِفَتَهُ بِالْعَقْلِ ابْتِدَاءً. The one who gains success from Allah is the one who controls his emotions. بِالْعَقْلِ ابْتِدَاءً. He employs his sense, his intellect, his intelligence to control his emotions from the very beginning. وَقَيَّدَ عَقْلَهُ بِالشَّرْعِ. And then he also investigates what that intellect considers right. He will also check in the Sharia whether it is right. قَيَّدَ الْعَقْلَ بِالشَّرْعِ. He will also control his sense, his intellect, checking through the Sharia. I usually remember the kissa of the companion. وَلَا تَعْدُلُوهُنَّ. What did he say in Al-Baqarah? When the women want to go back to their husbands, don't say that they should not go. You remember the kissa, the hadith occurs in Sahih al-Bukhari. A companion married his sister to his friend. The sister was badly treated and divorced by his friend. It became a trouble between the two of them. You know, women, later on she chose to go back to her husband. Women. These issues of artifact emotions is common with women. That's why my examples today are with women. She wanted to go back. The brother was angry. Never, I will never marry you to marry my sister to you again. I had married her to you in the first place by way of honoring you. And now you divorced her. Never, never, never. Meanwhile, the sister was already exchanging love, interested to go back to her husband. Allah sent down a verse. Hey, don't prevent the woman from going back to her husband. So this companion had to change his vow. He changed that vow and he made kafara for the vow. So that is by way of allowing your emotions to be controlled by Sharia, no matter the circumstance. That has been legislated by the Sharia is the reasonable thing. Do we understand? What has been legislated in the Sharia is the reasonable thing, no matter how much you may think it is unreasonable. So control your emotions with what? With your intellect. Control your intellect with what? With the Sharia. The Sheikh says, وَالْمُوَفَّقُ مَنْ قَيَّدَ عَاطِفَتَهُ بِالْعَقْلِ ابْتِدَاءً. The one who is granted success by Allah is the one who, from the very beginning, he will control his emotions or her emotions using the intellect. وَقَيَّدَ عَقْلَهُ بِالشَّرْعِ. He will also control his intellect through the Sharia. Evil insan. Because if you consider it properly, necessarily, a human being, la budda an takuna lahu atifatun. He will necessarily have emotions, isn't it? It's just like anger. We necessarily get angry. I tell people, it is not necessarily blameworthy to say someone gets angry. Everybody gets angry. And everybody gets hungry. Does everybody get hungry? Then everybody gets angry. Because the hungry person is the angry person. So if you get hungry, you necessarily get angry. The issue is, how do you control your anger? Just like, what do you feed yourself with when you are hungry? So how do you control your hunger? And how do you control your anger? So we all have emotions. What makes a human being are from his emotions too? Your emotion make you like what is good. When you love what is good, it is from your emotions. When you hate what is bad, it is from your emotions. So the emotions are not necessarily good or bad. It depends on where you have employed it. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also got annoyed when the rights and the limits of Allah are violated. He will get annoyed, alayhi salam. That is employing emotion in its place. That is employing anger in its place, and it is praiseworthy. Should the right of Allah be violated and the individual is laughing? It's from the aspects of nifaq. So emotions are good too when used in the sites, in the places of goodness. So evil insan is al-insanu la budda an takuna lahu atifa. Necessarily, you will find that every human being has emotions. وَلَا يُشْلَبُ مِنَ الْإِنسَانِ أَنْ يَتَخَلَّصَ مِنْ عَاطِفَتِهِ مِنْ عَاطِفَتِهِ. It will not be acts of an individual that he should disconnect himself from his emotions. وَلَكِنْ however, يُشْلَبُ مِنْهُ أَنْ يُحَذِّبَهَا وَيَكْمَلَهَا. He will be asked to أَنْ يُحَذِّبَهَا, to control it and arrange it, to program it, to employ it when it is appropriate and not employ it when it is inappropriate. وَيَكْمَلَهَا. Likewise, he will be required to only bring it to perfection. That is, control it to perfection, adjust it to perfection. Don't just use it. You must only employ it as it is reasonable. That is what he will be required to do. He will not be required to say, I don't have emotion. You will not be a human being. So he doesn't smile. No frowning, no smiling. How will his life be? He has no difference between smiling and frowning. No crying, no laughing. When the verses of Jahannam are read, he will be laughing. Go. Oh, you say, see now. So emotions are necessarily part of the human being. لَكِنْ يُتْلَبُ مِنْهُ أَنْ يُحَذِّبَهَا وَيَكْمَلَهَا. He will be necessarily required to employ them and use them as is appropriate. فَإِذَا أَرَضَ لَهُ شَيْءٌ بِعَطِفَتِهِ أَرَضَهُ عَلَىٰ أَكْلِهِ. When something comes upon him emotionally, أَرَضَهُ عَلَىٰ أَكْلِهِ. He will present that thing to his sense. Is this thing reasonable? Omo, when your co-wife does something you don't like and you want to respond, think about what you want to do. Is this my response reasonable? Your co-wife looked at you and said, she did that. Is that hissing or sign? That's hissing. And you go to the sitting room, you found her son and you slapped the boy. Is that reasonable? If you have only one wife, you can't talk about this matter. You don't know. Allahu alam is what you think. So I'm not talking to everybody. A co-wife and another co-wife left the kitchen, entered their rooms. One did, the other one did, everybody departed. One of them came to the kitchen and saw the son of the other one and gave him a knock on the head. Is that reasonable? It's not reasonable. So if something comes to you upon your emotions, please present it before your intellect. Think whether that thing is reasonable or not. Don't fall down. Don't present yourself following your emotions. Regarding a matter that your intellect shows that thing is wrong. What intellect shows that this thing is wrong? Don't fall down following your emotions in it. When it is clear to the intellect that this thing is wrong. But those are for yesterday, the rest are emotions. This thing you have done now, it's wrong. It's wrong. So don't become a slave of your emotions regarding issues that tarudduhul ukul. The intellect show that these things are wrong. Don't still follow the emotions. Oh, woman, when it is becoming clear that this thing is wrong, why do you still want to do something that your intellect shows that is wrong? So, وَكَثِيرٌ مِّمَّنْ تَسَاقَتُوا فِي الْفِتَنِ. Many of those who fall into fitan, لَوْ عَرَضُوا أَمْرَهُمْ عَلَىٰ أُكُولِهِمْ لَسَلِمُوا. If they had presented their affairs to sound intellect, they would have been saved from falling into fitan. That young lady who saw a text message on the phone of her husband from another woman about, I love you, and then she picked up a knife and stabbed him. لَوْ عَرَضَتْ هَذِهِ الْعَاطِفَةُ عَلَىٰ أَكْلِهَا لَسَلِمَتِ. If she had presented this matter to her intellect, it would have been clear to him. How many times would a man love a woman and he couldn't even marry her at the end of the day? How many? Abu Ja'far, how many times has it been that a man would like a woman and then he will not be able to marry her? So it will be clear, the intellect will make it be clear that, well, Emma, so I love you, Bell. This is a sensible mind. But the one that's not sensible will say, Abu Ajoma, what did I see on your phone? Why did you check his phone? This is intellect now. That one, Ajoma, we will not agree this night. That is emotion. What did I see on your phone? That is emotion. Why did you check his phone? That is intellect. Stay your own. Be your own. Be yourself. I am just giving these examples because we find issues of emotions a lot with women. That is why Allah has not given them talaq. Even in at-tahir. At-tahir is to give a woman a choice. If you like, you can continue to be my wife. If you like, you can stop being my wife. This tahir, al-sahih, it is not talaq. And the woman cannot exercise it by herself. If you tell a woman, if you like, you can continue to be my wife. If you like, you can stop being my wife. It is called at-tahir. Is it talaq? Does it mean that the man has divorced her? No. Does it also mean that the woman can say, okay, I have accepted, I will not be your wife? Does that disconnect that woman from the man? No. So even in tahir, the woman can only tell the husband the result of her decision. Okay, I have chosen to go. Even that statement is not talak until the husband now says go. That is a takhir of talak. And the evidence is also in the Quran. Ya ayyuha an-nabiyyu kulli azwajika in kuntunna turidna al-hayata ad-dunya wa zinataha fata'alayna umatti'ukunna wa usarrih wa umatti'ukunna wa usarrihkunna sarahan jamila. The Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam calls each of his wives. He asks them, if you want to stay, stay. You Aisha, you cannot, you are young. Go and take that decision with your family. He gave her the choice. And the hadith is in Sahih Bukhari, Aisha said, because the Allah and her, because the Prophet gave us a choice, did not mean that she had divorced her. So that's why Allah says, if you have taken that decision, Fata Alain, come back to me. Umatiukunna, I will give you gift. Wa usarrihkunna, I will now divorce you. After your decision, you come back to the husband. Allah has not placed divorce in the hands of a woman. That is what we are saying. That even in at-takhyir, the woman has to come back to the man if she chooses to go on her own. How about khul'u? The woman finds something despicable in the man. Can she just go on her own? Some women will say, Mitikweru temi, I pack my own load out of his foolish house. Sorry. Are you still not his wife? You are still his wife. Even though what he has done is unlawful in the Sharia, Allah says, لا تخرجوهن من بيوتهن ولا يخرجن. Don't throw the loads of a woman out of her home. That is emotion from a man. Many men do it. It is wrong and unlawful. ولا يخرجن. Likewise, no woman should pack her load and say, me, I am going. Don't do it. The basic rule about these things is that they are unlawful. So even in Okholo, a woman seeking to separate from her husband because of something bad she finds with the husband, she cannot free herself. It is the husband who will free her. All of these things are because women are emotionally less stable than men. Women are generally less stable in their emotions than men. Some women don't care. We can observe Salat al-Isha now. Let us scatter everything now. So, the reason I've been citing women today is because we are talking about emotions. In the times of fitna, don't follow your emotions, oh women. Follow the intellect. And before you follow that intellect, be sure that what the intellect considers sound is also lawful. So the Sheikh says, وَكَثِيرٌ مِّمَّنْ تَسَاقَتُوا فِي الْفِتَنِ. Many of the people who fall into fitna, like the one who kills her husband, تَسَاقَتَتْ فِي الْفِتَنِ. لَوْ عَرَضُوا أَمْرَهُمْ عَلَىٰ أُكُولِهِمْ لَسَلِمُ. If they had presented that emotional burst, they had controlled it with their intellect, لَسَلِمُ. They would have been safe. Wahada, presenting a matter to the intellect when you are emotionally busting, controlling your emotions with your intellect, yashtariku fihi al-uqala. Every sensible person can do that. But there is another matter. Lakin al-mu'min yazidu ala al-uqala. The Muslim has a state higher than just being sensible and reasonable. Allahu Akbar. The Muslim is not just a sensible person. He is a person that is guided. The kafir can be sensible, can be intelligent, but he does not have guidance from Allah. But the Muslim, believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has his intellect, he also has wahyu from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala controlling him. So he is the one who should not even make a mistake. Wallahi, we all should be careful. Wallahi, we all should be careful. In the times of fitna and the way we handle our day-to-day affairs, may Allah protect us. He says, وَهَذَا يَشْتَرِكُ فِيهِ الْعُقَلَىٰ. To connect something to your intellect before you do it.
Every person who is sensible and reasonable can do that. Lakin al-mu'min, but as for the believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yazidu ala al-uqala'i bi-amrin azim, sharif. He also has an additional grade over a person who is merely employing his intellect. Bi-amrin azim in sharif. This matter is great and noble. He has a great matter. He has a noble thing that controls him in addition to his intellect. What is that thing? The Sheikh says, فَالْمُؤْمِنُ يَعْرِضُ أُمُورَهُ كُلَّهَا عَلَى الشَّرْعِ. The believer will still, after saying that, oh, this thing I want to do is reasonable. If you want to divorce your wife completely, you want to throw her out of the house, don't say, they say that the last is 3 times. I will give you all the 3 on one sitting. Oh, see, Luafala, you have not been reasonable, though. When you find a man saying, I will give you all the 3 talaq today, he is being unreasonable. He is still being controlled by his emotions. How can you give her 3 talaq one day when each one of them has a ruling in the Sharia? It has a ruling in the Sharia. It has a procedure in the Sharia. This man who does this is unreasonable. And he has not followed the legislations of the Sharia. For the legislations of the Sharia, you can't give a woman 3 talaq on one single day in a single place. You can't even do it in 2 days. You can't do it in 3 days. 3 talaq, you need about 9 months. You see the Sharia? If you need 9 months to go through the 3 circles of the issues of talaq, you need about 9 months. Within these 9 months, if you are not unreasonable, no problem, then your wife should go. Because most likely within these 9 months, you might change your mind. 9 months. 9 months. So the believer, apart from sense that, if this woman wants to kill me, our Allah is too much, wallahi. Say nothing, cake. That's how my in-laws say. This woman is too troublesome. I must divorce her. Okay, that's your emotion, Sabi. Is that sensible for you? Like the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith of Laqit ibn Sabira. Laqit ibn Sabira complained to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that his wife was abusive. The Prophet said alayhi salatu wa sallam, talikha, divorce her. Abusive wife. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not give a sharh. He did not give an explanation. He said, talik her. Divorce her. She's abusive. There is nothing she can't say to her husband. That is what some women are now. They think that they are civilized. You are not civilized, though. If what you count as civility is your ability to insult your husband, you are at the back of the world. Women like you, the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam advised their husbands to divorce them. But Laqit said, she has suhba and walad. She has children for me and she has stayed with me for some time. Messenger of Allah. This is Laqit employing his sense. If I divorce this woman, we have stayed together for a long time. And she has children for me. How will it be? How is that? He says, Inna liya minha suhbatan wa walada. We've been together, we had suhba, we had children. So the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, murha, command her to do good. Kullaha, talk to her to do good. Izha, do more izha to her. You see the Sharia now. From the anger of, I will divorce her to, okay, how do I correct her? But he said, alayhi salatu wasalam, وَلَا تَضْرِبْ ضَعِينَتَكَ ضَرْبَكَ أَمَاتَكَ. But don't beat your wife the way you will beat your slave. He's also controlling his emotions, even though he's explaining to him that, yes, it may be lawful for him to beat her. Don't lose your emotions. Those who lose their emotions fall into fitna. The Sheikh says, وَكَثِيرٌ مِّمَّنْ تَسَاقَتُوا فِي الْفِتَنِ لَوْ عَرَضُوا أَمْرَهُمْ عَلَىٰ أُكُولِهِمْ لَسَلِمُوا وَهَذَا يَشْتَرِكُ فِيهِ الْعُقَلَىٰ لكن المؤمن يزيد على العقلاء بأمر عظيم شريف فالمؤمن يعرض أموره كلها على الشرع the mu'min, the believer يعرض أموره كلها على الشرع all his affairs before he carries on with them يعرضها على الشرع he compares them, he presents them before the scales of the Sharia, يعرضها على الشرع. In the Sharia, we gonna, what does the Sharia say? When Laqit ibn Sadra came to the Prophet, this was the guidance that he sought. رضي الله عنه. How is it, Sharia wise? Those children are now making noise. Their parents should take them to themselves. Ibn Abi Sufyan. That boy's name is Muawiyah. Abu Muawiyah is loyal. I will take him to court now. Lawyer, call your Muawiyah. He's the only brother that I have known in recent time naming his son Muawiyah. Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan is an in-law to the Prophet Muhammad. Alayhi salatu wasalam. Sha'u aw abaw. Whether some people want it or not. If Muawiyah does not have any fadl except that the Prophet married his sister, is it not enough? Aburo Otien Yawa Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Cheko tolo oremi. Tori e yabakwe, that's why the Muslim, not to fall into fitna, ori regodokwe, but the one whose head is not very correct, he will still be abusing Muawiyah. Fa ummuhu hawiyah. Man sabba Muawiyata fa ummuhu hawiya. Okay, what does this verse mean? What does fa ummuhu hawiya? What does it mean? Eripe ebuni lede yubanao. Kansa funya upe ummuhu hawiya. What that verse means fa ummuhu hawiya is that ummu, some of the ulama say his head. Our heads are the because they control the rest of the body. Our brains, our thinking, our eyes, our nostrils, all of these, they stand on the head. Some people say the most important thing about everything is the of that thing. So when the Quran refers to Makkah as Ummul Qura, what does that mean? The most important land on the earth. So the most important thing on the body of a human being is his his head. So fa ummuhu hawiya is ofori bale. Fa man samba muawiya fa ummuhu. Awa tambu muawiya e ofori ofori bale. So ba ofori bale ya bu ana nabi alayhi salam. So he's a Muslim. He's a Muslim and then he's an in-law of the Prophet Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And he was Amirul Mu'mineen over the rest of the Muslims. These Muslims amongst them were companions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. إِذَا تَأَمَّرَ مِثْلُهُ أَلَى الصَّحَابَ هَذَا فَضْلٌ لَهُ. This is fadl from Muawiyah that he was Amir over some of the companions. And Tabi'u. It's fadl from Muawiyah that is Amirul Mu'mineen. Radiallahu anhu. Let us come back. فالمؤمن يعرض أموره كلها على الشرع. The believer will always weigh his affairs on the scales of the Sharia. ويكون وقافا عنده مع علمه أن كل ما خالف الشرع فلا خير فيه. He will also stand by where the Sharia says, stand there. Ma ilmihi. Despite the fact that he understands that, anna kulla ma khalafa shara, that anything that contradicts the Sharia, فَلَا خَيْرَ فِيهِ. There is nothing good in it. If you contradict the Sharia regarding a matter, you think that you are being reasonable, the end of it will be regret. Oh, Father, regret. Oh, Father, Kabama. If you contradict the Sharia in a matter, don't worry, your regret is waiting for you. وَإِنْ حَسَّنَهُ الْعَقْلُ. Even if your thinking makes you think that what you have done is right. وَإِنْ حَسَّنَهُ الْعَقْلُ. Even if your thinking makes you think that what you have done is right. فَذَلِكَ لِخَلَلٍ فِي الْعَقْلِ. Your thinking is only thinking, your reasoning is only thinking that that thing is right because it has khalal, loopholes. If your reasoning does not have loopholes, why should you think that something that Allah has made lawful is unwise? Like some Muslim who say that if a woman is veiling her face, you see now, this society will do something, this society, Allah will not obey. If a woman veils her face, you know, we will not have women in medicine, we will not have women in nothing, we will not have women in pharmacy, you know, you start trying to offer law or any operator. Because as long as it is lawful, it is reasonable. It can be reasonable to you, but unlawful. When it is lawful, it is reasonable. Think well. If it is lawful for her to veil, then it is reasonable. If you think that it is this unreasonable for her to veil, ذَلِكَ لِخَلَلٍ فِي أَكْلِكَ أَنْتَ. That is because your thinking process has loopholes. فَاللَّهُ لَهُ الْخَلْقُ وَالْعَمْرُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لَهُ الْخَلْقُ. He is the owner of his creation. Allah alone is there. Allah alone is there. Allah owns creation. The creation belongs to him. So he will give the legislation that he likes inside his legislation, inside his creation. He will give his own legislation as he wants it. When your neighbor comes to your house and say, why do you take breakfast 7 a.m. in the morning? What will you tell your neighbor? Are you the one to control me? Even in that your small house. But you are the one who wants to say what Allah should do on the earth of Allah. Are you not ashamed of yourself? That's why Nabi Salih, alayhi salatu wasalam, when his camel, his she camel, those people wanted to kill it, what did he say to them? هَذِهِ نَاقَةُ اللَّهِ فَذَرُوهَا تَأْكُلْ فِي أَرْضِ اللَّهِ وَلَا تَمَسُّوهَا بِسُوءٍ فَيَأْخُذَكُمْ عَذَابٌ شَدِيدٌ. هَذِهِ نَاقَةُ اللَّهِ. This naqa, this she camel belongs to Allah. فَذَرُوهَا تَأْكُلْ فِي أَرْضِ اللَّهِ. Leave it, or let it eat on the earth of Allah. The camel belongs to Allah. The earth belongs to Allah. وَلَا تَمَسُّوهَا بِسُوءٍ. Don't touch that animal with anything, no. فَيَعْقُبَكُمْ عَذَابٌ شَدِيدٌ. So that serious punishment will not touch you. The camel belongs to Allah. The earth where it will be eating food also belongs to Allah. So what's your own? So the creation belongs to Allah. Legislation belongs to Allah. So what's your own? Creation belongs to Allah. Legislation belongs to Allah. إِنِ الْحُكْمُ إِلَّا لِلَّهِ. Who has ruling if not Allah? It belongs to him. That's why the ulama say and say verse of the Quran, لِلَّهِ الْأَمْرُ لِلَّهِ الْخَلْقُ وَالْأَمْرُ. The creation belongs to Allah. Legislation is also the sole right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا يُعَارِدُ مَا خَلَقَهُ اللَّهُ مَا شَرَعَهُ اللَّهُ. What Allah has created will not contradict what Allah has legislated. Hear it again. What Allah has created will not contradict what Allah has legislated. Your intellect is the creature of Allah. If your intellect is telling you that something that Allah has legislated is unreasonable, it is your own intellect that has problems. The legislation does not have problems. Why? Because Allah knows what He has created and He has legislated appropriately for what He has created. Allah ya'lamu man khalaqa wa huwa al-latiful khabir. The one who has created, will he not know what he has created? The one who made iPhone, the They gave it the software to run iPhone. They did not give it an Android software. How do you think that when Allah created you, He will not now give you the appropriate legislation to run your life? Those people who made iPhone, what is their own software? iOS. Sorry. Those Samsung, their own, what is their own software? Android. iPhone did not bring Android on their own. Android did not bring iOS. Each of them, according to the phone, they gave it the software that can run the phone. How then do you think that Allah, who created all of us, will not give us the law that is appropriate for our lifestyle? You see that you are unreasonable if you are contradicting the Sharia. Then, so one ru'aka Allah. Now let us give an evidence that we should not control. We should control our emotions with our intellect, and our intellect with our Sharia. Two things. Before you ask, when you are emotional, be reasonable. Even Yoruba say, Ejola ko ko kato koja. Adi katoja. Katoja. Adi kato koja. Katoja. To ba ko ejo to ba ja o je bi. Naam? One way in, you only you ba ni way in. So if you are quarreling during emotions, and all of us have emotions, my dear brother, be careful. Don't allow your emotions to control you. That's what Christians now say, na Satan. You walk down to Satan, yo. Christians now say, it is Satan. Satan can be pushing you. Why are you pushing yourself? Yes. Shaitan only suggests. He will only say, do this. And then you follow him. He will push you, girl. So, وَنْظُرْ رُعَاكَ اللَّهِ كَيْفَ أَنَّ الْمُؤْمِنَ مَأْمُورٌ بِتَقْهِيدِ عَاطِفَتِهِ حَتَّى فِي أَحْلَكِ الظُّرُوفِ. Now, let us consider it in a hadith. How the believer is enjoined بِتَقْهِيدِ عَاطِفَتِهِ to control his emotions, hatta fi ahlaki dhuruf, even in the worst, most annoying condition. Control your emotions. Control your emotions. Control your emotions. And that occurs fi hadha al-hadith al-ajib. It occurs in this wondrous hadith. Ahlaki fi ahlaki dhuruf. Yani ma'a shiddati al-faza'. No matter how disturbing, how annoying the situation can be, the Muslim is enjoined to control his emotions with his intellect and with what? With the Sharia. فعن المقداد جزاك الله خيرا. مقداد, what is his name? You say مقداد ibn al-Aswad, go. That companion, what is his name? Abu al-Aswad al-Zuhri. What is his name? Miqdad ibn al-Aswad. Miqdad ibn al-Aswad reported this hadith. Radiallahu anhu. He is only popularly referred to as Miqdad ibn al-Aswad. He is Miqdad ibn Amr. His father Amr ibn Sa'lab was from Yemen. Miqdad ibn al-Aswad, his father was from Yemen. Now, in their town in Hadramaut, in Yemen, there was a trouble between himself and somebody. فَأَصَابَ دَمًا. It happened that that person died in his hand. Not to be arrested and treated that way, he ran away. Amr ibn Salab, the father of Miqdad, he ran away from Yemen in Hadramaut. He came to a town called Kinda. That's why they will say Miqdad ibn al-Aswad al-Kindi. He came to Kinda. At Kinda, he married a wife. And that was where he gave birth to Miqdad. At Kinda. He stayed in Kinda. That is Amr ibn Salam. He came to Kinda. He stayed there for some time. And then he married a wife. So that's why he's called Al-Kindi. Miqdad ibn al-Aswad was born in Kinda. Now when he grew up, a fight ensued. All of this happens in the time of Jahiliyyah before Islam. Now when he was in Kinda, Miqdad, he also had a trouble with somebody and he marketed the leg of that person. In Kinda, when he was to be arrested in Kinda, he ran away to Mecca. He ran away. All of these were in the times of Jahiliyyah. Because during Jahiliyyah, there was no law. It was jungle justice. That was how all those things were happening. No law, no leader, no control, no society. You do me as I do you. May Allah protect us. That's why you will hear things like that during Jahiliyyah. So Miqdad ibn al-Aswad came to Mecca, radiallahu anhu, and he had a man. His name was Aswad ibn Abdul Yaghuth. Aswad ibn Abdul Yaghuth. He is the one who took Miqdad as a son. So that was how Miqdad began to be called Miqdad ibn al-Aswad, because he took protection with what? Al-Aswad ibn Abdul Yaghuth. So he became to be called Miqdad ibn al-Aswad. Otherwise, what's his name? Miqdad ibn Amr. So Miqdad ibn Amr took Al-Aswad ibn Abdul Yaghuth as a protector in Mecca. That was the condition he was in before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wa salam. And when Allah said in Surah Al-Ahzab, "Ud'uhum li'abaihim huwa qusatu indallah," he started to be called Miqdad ibn Amr. For he had already been popular as what? Miqdad ibn al-Aswad. And he was from amongst the first people who accepted Islam. Miqdad ibn al-Aswad was from amongst the first people who accepted Islam. He has another thing nobody has. He took part in the Battle of Badr. And he was the only person who had a horse. The only Faris, the only person who was climbing a horse on the day of the Battle of Badr was who? Miqdad ibn al-Aswad. Or what? Miqdad ibn Amr. Abu al-Aswad al-Kindi, radiallahu anhu. He came to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qala li Rasulillah. He asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أَرَأَيْتَ إِنْ لَكِيتُ رَجُلًا مِنَ الْكُفَّارِ فَاقْتَتَلْنَا أَرَأَيْتَ. What will you say, O Messenger of Allah? إِنْ لَكِيتُ رَجُلًا مِنَ الْكُفَّارِ. If I met a man from amongst the non-Muslims, فَضَرَبَ فَاقْتَتَلْنَا. And then we started fighting. Iqtital. We started struggling. I tried to kill him. He was a non-Muslim, mushrik. We met ourselves on the battlefield. And we started fighting. فَضَرَبَ إِحْدَى يَدَيَّ بِالصَّيْفِ. And then he cut one of my hands with a sword. فَقَطَعَهَا. And then he cut my hand. The hand got cut off. ثُمَّ لَاذَ مِنِّي بِشَجَرَةٍ. Then he went to hide behind. You must see that Miqdad was a strong man. Look at his question. He cut my hand. I still follow him. Does a weak person do that? He cut his hand. He didn't leave you. He's still ready to fight you. ثُمَّ لَاذَ مِنِّي بِشَجَرَةٍ. That kafir, after cutting one of my hands, he went and hid behind a tree. فَقَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ لِلَّهِ. He started shouting, "I am now a Muslim. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah." After he had cut my own hand, and we are still fighting. Aqtuluhu ya Rasulallah. بعد أن قالها. After he said La ilaha illallah, should I still kill him? Despite the fact that he had cut my hand. How emotional will he be? Ogi awa mi to sala. Wa mu o ni la ilaha illallah. رضي الله عنه. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تقتلوا. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, don't kill him. فقال يا رسول الله إنه قطع إحدى يدي ثم قال ذلك بعد ما قطعه. Messenger of Allah, this man, he had cut one of my hands. ثم قال ذلك بعد ما قطعه. Then he started saying لا إله إلا الله after he cut my one hand. As if to say, Messenger of Allah, look at it well. رضي الله عنه. فقال رسول الله صلى الله لا تقتلوا. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم repeated again, don't cut his hand. You see how the Sharia controls our emotions. Somebody cut your hand when he was mushrik. If you killed him, it is lawful. Now he says, Ashhadu an la ilaha illa. He has changed. Before he was halalud dam, go. Now he became ma'sumud dam. Before he was halalud dam, his dam, his blood is lawful for you. But when he says ashhadu, just within that moment, the fight was still going on, Messenger of Allah. You say, I should not kill him. And you know the personality of Miqdad. You know his personality? If you want to name, look well. Because all of what happened to that person might happen to you too. Names affect us a lot. Have you followed the Miqdad too, who was running from one place to the other? Any person who has been here for the last 20 years will understand what I'm saying. Miqdad, before he got settlement. Allah protect him. So, Ya Rasulallah. إنه قطع إحدى يدي ثم قال ذلك بعدما قطعها. He cut one of my hands. And then he began to say, لا إله إلا الله. أسلمت لله. I have become a Muslim for the sake of Allah. I have submitted myself to Allah. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. The Messenger of Allah عليه الصلاة والسلام said, لا تقتل. Don't kill him. فَإِن قَتَلْتَهُ. If you go ahead and kill that kind of a person, فَإِنَّهُ بِمَنْزِلَتِكَ قَبْلَ أَن تَقْتُلَهُ. If you kill him, he is in your condition before you kill him. فَإِنَّهُ بِمَنْزِلَتِكَ قَبْلَ أَن تَقْتُلَهُ. وَإِنَّكَ بِمَنْزِلَتِهِ قَبْلَ أَنْ يَقُولَ كَلِمَتَهُ الَّتِي قَالَ. If you kill him, he is your condition before you kill him. Yes. And you will be in his condition before he killed you, before he cut your hand. How? At the beginning, Miqdad was lawful, was haramud dam for him. But the man was halalud dam. It was lawful for Miqdad to kill that man because the man was mushrik and they were upon the jihad. So it was lawful to kill that person. That person was at the beginning halalud dam. And Mikdad at the beginning was what? Masumud dam, haramud dam. Now, if after the man said, La ilaha illallah, that man has become Masumud dam. If Mikdad now went on to kill him, Mikdad becomes what? Halalud dam. Because he'll be killed for killing a Muslim. Control your emotions. Says فَإِنَّكَ إِنْ قَتَلْتَهُ فَإِنَّهُ بِمَنْزِلَتِكَ قَبْلَ أَنْ تَقْتُلَهُ وَإِنَّكَ بِمَنْزِلَتِهِ قَبْلَ أَنْ يَقُولَ كَلِمَتَهُ الَّتِي قَالَ. This situation will change. You are haramud dam at the beginning. That man was halalud dam at the beginning. If you, after he said that statement, the man becomes haramud dam. If you now kill him, you become what? Halalud dam. This hadith occurs in Sahih al-Bukhari and Muslim. The point here is controlling our emotions using the Sharia. He caught his hands. If it happens between two women, one woman took a spoon in the kitchen and hit the head of the second woman. What will the second woman want to do? Huh? Will she use a spoon? Wallahi, the woman will not use spoon. No. She'll be looking for the one which used a pound yam, 50. They are laughing. Yeah. O jasibi of a mommy lori. Wallahi, talai, ajani sule lo nini. Wallahi, talai. Suma billahi. La hawla wa la quwwata. She'll be shouting. Control your emotions with the Sharia. 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 A brother told me in Ibadah that one brother went to work in the morning. He came back in the night. He was eating the food that his wife brought to him. The woman started abusing him. And you know, we men, many times you will not answer, go. The woman does that again. And we have told us how to cure the disease of an abusive woman. You know the cure? Talika. I understand that because many women don't usually think that they can be divorced. They always misbehave. Don't have any impression that the arsh of Allah is shaking when you divorce a woman. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Laqit ibn Sabira to divorce the woman, the Prophet did not say that the arsh of Allah would be shaking. Stop this jahiliyyah that Allah's arsh is shaking when they divorce a woman. Let her know that she can be divorced. And one of the reasons that by which a woman should know that she can be divorced is when she is what? Abusive. Talik her. Anabi Lusabeh. Alayhi salatu wasalam. He didn't say that time. Stop this jahiliyyah talk. Hadith see you, Bani. Yes, the hadith occurs and it is mursal. La yasih. It is hadith da'if. It's not sahih. So don't ascribe it to the Prophet Muhammad. Alayhi salatu wassalam. The point here, don't forget, ikhwa, control your emotions. I have come back from where I was going. Control your emotions. Control your emotions. Control your emotions. Women, don't say, oh, I will not agree today. If your wife slaps you, that brother, as the wife was abusing him, he didn't say anything. You know, it annoys women a lot. Huh? Apa la brother? Did you marry today? Sorry. If a woman is abusing you, Abu, you are this, you are that, you are that. You didn't say anything. Fortunately, you are eating. Just continue with your food. She will be feeling infuriated. Don't say anything. It was, the brother told me that the sister, This brother settled the case between the two of them. The sister took the plate of soup and covered the brother on his head. Emi mo soro dead amilo. Bamba dobele lori eda. She took the plate of soup and placed it on him like a cap. The brother said, who was narrating this matter to me, his husband gently went to the bathroom to wash his face, his body. You know, the soup would be a couple of for the head, and when he finished washing it, he now locked the door of the house. He locked the door of their house. You know what that means? Booyah. He now had to do that. He started beating the wife. If you beat that wife and she dies, control your emotion. That's where I'm going. You will not be able to say to the world what she did to you. Even if you say it, be careful. Be careful. It fits now. I think that's why it's not fit now. It's in a new. Control your emotions. A companion came to the Prophet Muhammad. Ya Rasulallah, if I come back from my house and I met a man on top of my wife, what should I do? May Allah protect us. You know the ruling of the Sharia on that? You report the case. This is what I have seen. Don't forget, if you are alone without three other witnesses, you will be flogged for custody. So the companion said, Messenger of Allah, should I be searching for people to come and see my wife? Control your emotions. So some things are worse than others. Don't try to repel something that is bad with something that is worse. Be careful. Be careful. May Allah protect all of us. May Allah protect all of us. May Allah protect all of us. I would have cited a hadith, but my mind came back not to cite it. So control your emotion. وَكَانَ أُسَامَةُ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ يُحِبُّ عَلِيًّا. Usama ibn Zayd, حِبُّ النَّبِي صلى الله عليه وسلم. يُحِبُّ عَلِيًّا. He likes Ali ibn Abi Talib. مَحَبَّةً شَدِيدًا. He loves him so deeply. فَلَمَّا جَاءَتْ فِتْنَةُ قِتَالِ الصِّفِّينَ. But when the fighting at Siffin occurred between the Fi'a, those behind Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan, and those behind Ali ibn Abi Talib, قَالَ أُسَامَةُ لِعَلِيٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمَا. Usama ibn Zayd, despite his love for Ali ibn Abi Talib, he said to Ali ibn Abi Talib, لَوْ كُنْتَ فِي شِدْقِ الْأَسَدِ. لَوْ كُنْتَ فِي شِدْقِ الْأَسَدِ. If you are in the mouth, on the jaw of a lion, Ali, if a lion attacks you and is devouring you, لَأَحْبَبْتُ أَنْ أَكُونَ مَعَكَ فِيهِ. I would like to be with you there. I will fight with you, that lion that is killing you. وَلَكِنَّ هَذَا أَمْرٌ لَمْ أَرَهُ. But this fitna, this fight of Siffin, it is a fitna I can't join. I don't have that view, right? I will not join. I won't be a party to it. That is how to control our emotions. His emotions is that anything bad happening to Ali, I will be there. But how about the rulings of the Sharia? Not to participate in... May Allah protect us. Rawahu al-Bukhari, rahimahullah. Al-Imam al-Bukhari reported that Asar from Usama ibn Zayd. The foundation we read today is the 18th one. من فكه الفتن عدم اتباع العواطف فيها وتقييد العواطف بماذا؟ بالعقل وتقييد العقل بالشرع. From avoiding fitan is that don't allow your emotions to control you. Control your emotions with your intellect and control your intellect with the sharia. I think it will suffice for us to stop here today so that we can ask a few questions before we go. بإذن الله, in the next class we will continue with الأصل التاسع عشر. That means فكه الفتن الصبر. الصبر patience. It's not easy to be patient though. Is it easy to be patient? Say your brother, I say surah Suruna. Surah Rubani. That's why in the hadith the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam likes it. It says, Wasabru diya. Azbaw diya. This light, if you put your hand here, Ikhwa, do you know that it will be hot? Patience is diya. Illumination, light. If you put your hand near the light, will it not be hot? So yes, to be patient does not mean that you will not suffer pain. To be patient does not mean that you will not suffer pain. Because in Abdiya, with which the Prophet likened patience, alayhi salatu wasalam, yes, you find light, you find guidance, you know what to do, you can control your affairs when you can see light. But there is heat with it. It will be burning. It's not easy to be patient. So persevere over that burning to gain the guidance from patience. Inshallah, we'll be discussing this in our next class. May Allah preserve us till then and thereafter. We can take a few questions, inshallah. Now, نعم واحد يقول لك لماذا لم This question is not related to this class, please. It is concerning Salatu Tasbih. How do we go about making Salatu Tasbih? How do we go about making the Tasbih at the sitting of rest? In relation to the takbir of changing position from what to do to stand. Two ways. You can make the takbir before you sit down. You can make the takbir when you are standing up after the tasbihat. I hope that that is clear. Now, we don't have a question. I will say Alhamdulillah. So that we can leave for home early. The time is fast spent. And the heavens are still dark, and still it will rain. May Allah accept it from us as from worship. Don't forget the main point today. Control your emotions at all times with your intellect. And don't forget to control your intellect with the rulings of the Sharia. May Allah guide us all aright. Subhanaka Allahumma abhamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you.